K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, another edition of the PPPD of the podcast. Yes, 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 the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here in cold, cold Manhattan, Kansas. It's supposed to be a little bit better on Thanksgiving week next week here. We'll see about that. But anyways, before I start, obviously, this is not going to come out. This is the postcast edition of men's basketball. Of course, everything I'm recording today ain't going to go out until I get back on, well, I'll get back on Saturday night. I have a kind of a youth fun slash conference I got to go to later tonight as I'm recording this on Friday, by the way, November 18th, 2022. So I'm going to do a couple of True P podcast today, including the upset win last night. And funny enough that the women have to play tonight as well after that huge win. Again, more on that on the other postcast. But we're going to have, yes, I'm going to have postcast on the upset there and then whatever happens against Texas Rio Grande of the women's side, because the men already played them already. So speaking of which, this is the UMKC postcast, and this got a little interesting. Excuse me. Last night. This got really interesting last night there. UMKC there at a couple of times in the second half cut K-State's deficit to like 10 points. Especially late, but K-State, that might be underselling this. Coast might be a wrong word here. K-State pulls away late. 69-53, the last 4 minute surge of this game. K-State went a little bit of a run. Man, I'm a run there to seal the deal there. But that second half got a little bit scary there as UMKC, or in this instance, the Kansas City Rules, K-State in the second half alone. You take away the first half, even 28 apiece in the second half, if K-State does not get off to what they did, a 41-25 start, which they were firing all cylinders to start, but they kind of cooled off from the later portion of the first half right through to the latter portion of the second half. And Jerome Tang spoke, I can't remember the lady's name, on the Big 12 now, ESPN Plus, but he said we have to learn how to play full 60 minutes or something along the lines of that as well. And in the second half, you didn't really feel the crowd at all. The crowd was out of the game. UKC, I know they're a division leveled in K-State, but damn. I mean, that was a total opposite from a student section point of view there as well compared to what we saw there against Texas Rio Grande there in the opener, right? Everybody's hyped up, the crowd pumped up, get up on their feet, screaming, yelling, all this other stuff. The Doom is back. Well, I think that still has a little bit of ways to go as well. Even though, looking at December 3rd, Wichita State coming to town. Wichita State looks awful. they look awful. So, for this team, this men's team might have to take a page from what the K-State women did last night there. In a different situation, but still, I mean, can't let a team like that hang around. Gotta put them away. And fortunate enough for Jerome Tang's team, they came out of here with the win. Keontae Johnson last night. He and two other Wildcats post double digits last night. 19 points for Keontae last night. He continues his great start to the 2022-23 campaign there. The fans, by the way, over 7,000 fans last night in Bramlage Coliseum. K-State, we can't ignore this. 3-0 for the first time since the 2019-20 season as well. Cam Carter, his young start to his career here at K-State, career high. At least for right now, 16 points. Desi, big, late off the bench. Desi Steals had 11 points off the bench as well. Yeah, K-State used all of its energy in the first half, and then all of a sudden kind of tanked. Can't do it. You cannot do that, especially against higher opponents, and especially when you hit the Big 12, because the Big 12 is looking, once again, super rugged here in 2022. Well, once the calendar year flips to 23, just looking at what around the horn, KU winning, having some another big win against a blue-blooded opponent. Then you have Texas upsetting Gonzaga. Texas. Did I say Texas Tech? I felt like I said that. Anyways, yeah, Texas upset Gonzaga the other night as well. So, you know, from top to bottom, it's not going to be no easy games every night. We all should know that by now, whether you've been listening to this podcast or another K-State podcast, there is no easy games. And you struggle like that. Alex hit the nail on the head when talking about this team. Now, obviously, they scored 93 points against Texas Rio Grande in the season opener. This is just a complete kind of struggle to hit find a bucket. You're only 69 points, so maybe a little bit of a reality check there last night for the men. And, oh, by the way, the Cayman Islands Classic for them. So this will go up on Monday prior to the game. Now, I don't know the time of the game, so if I know that this weekend, I will post it maybe an hour before they kick off that classic. But I think Rhode Island's the first opponent for Rhode Island. I ain't heard much of them. That should be easy. But again, last night, if you focus just on the Mets team, they made things a little bit difficult for themselves there as well. 41% from the field for K-State, only 35% from downtown there, and they hit 14 to 17 from the free throw line, which adds up to 82% there from the charity stripe there as well. Jerome Tang last night, he did comment on Cam Carter, quote, "I was very disappointed that he didn't get another catch and shoot three-point attempt in the second half." And you know, as teammates, when you have a teammate who's going like that, that's got to be something that you're actively seeking. You know, like, let's keep him rolling so that we're going to look at and address as well. So Cam Carter, yeah, apparently had himself a first half there, and their offense just sputtered in between the end of the first half. That's kind of the key to any basketball game. That you want to end in the first half strong and kind of start the second half building that momentum, having those building blocks there for your team. And K-State, for whatever reason, really struggled. This should have been more than 69 points. I know you can't always get what you want, but that was a little bit of a struggle, especially the second half there where the crowd's not in the game. That has to be a problem. And Coach Tang already commented on Desi Steele's and the leadership that he brings to this team. Well, it was on full display last night. He came on the campus late, and right off the bat from day one, he imprinted his role on this team. So, and you heard it from multiple interviews, not on this podcast, but other podcasts. The Naquan Tomlins, the Keontae Johnsons, the Marquise Noels, who Marquise Noel, by the way, made another highlight reel last night. I know this is not gonna be out till Monday, so by the time you hear this, this is probably still a little bit of old news, but Noel has made some highlight plays already on SportsCenter here early on in this campaign as well. And then I'm gonna go down here to Coach Chang Tank's last comment here. About the guys having to step up now that we're starting to get some games in here, in particularly the men's side. Okay, it's very important to have balance and to have a balanced team. That's what we talked about that all the time. I tell them I want different guys at the podium after every game, you know. My goal is to have 9 guys interviewed by Chris Budden or Holly Rowe after the game. You know, the 9 different dudes on 9 different games, and that's the goal. When you have that kind of balance, it's hard for the other team to prepare for. Yep, and that's up and down this roster for K-State. And between me and my coach, Alex Aiden, on this podcast from the summer to right now, I talked about this is just a whole different team. You have talent almost at every position here. And, of course, you have the two holdovers, Ish, who did not play last night because he was getting over a flu bug. Noel, who's been a lot better than he was last year to start off as well. So when you have that kind of depth there and we have players that can take up big, make big plays every night, that's what you get. And Cam Carter is a perfect example of that. Keontae is going to be Keontae, I think, all year long with his presence. I think that's what K-State needs to rely on, not necessarily lean on. Have that alpha dog in him. Keontae's that dog, right? So now it's everyone else to step up. There, Cam Carter, Alex's guy. It was his turn last night. There with 16 points, and Cam Carter spoke afterwards, quote, "I couldn't do it without my team. I mean, it got me going. I figured I got us going, and, you know, we were able to get on top, get some momentum, and, you know, got up by a lot." Yeah, a lot was like 18 points or 20 points at the most, I think. And then UMKC in the second half really went to work and cut, and it was also a credit to K-State sloppiness in the second half as well. So not pretty whatsoever, but hey, it's a win. 3-0, you're going to Cayman Islands Thanksgiving week next week, beginning on Monday against Rhode Island. So we'll see what K-State, Drong Tang and his squad can do overseas in Thanksgiving week next week there. And oh, by the way, the starting lineup changed again. Bebe got the start last night as well. So it was Naquan Tomlin, Keontae, Bebe Ejiebola, Carter, and Marquise Noel. Bebe had no points in 21 minutes of play there. Dorian Finisher got some garbage time as of late as well. Others, David Casson, he had 16 minutes, only 3 off the bench. Desi Stills, had 11 of those points. You don't get that type of producer from him. We might be talking about something else there. Tyquee Green, he only played 6 minutes last night, but he did added 2 points there as well. As they dropped KC to 1-4 in Kansas State now, 3-0. And already mentioned off to their best start going back to the 2019-20 season there. This is the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition here. And, of course, here to kind of wrap this up here, K-State is now 162-52 in non-con play, going all the way back to 06-07 there as well. So there is a lot there to digest there. You have all weekend to do that, or actually when this comes out, you had a chance to digest it. And now for K-State, it's obviously the Cayman Islands Classic with Rhode Island. If I remember correctly, there's LSU's in there. I know they're supposed to play the winner possibly of Tulane in Nevada. I've heard from and I've seen from Twitter. And oh, by the way, Twitter, there's been a lot of rumors going around that. But I'm not going to go into that discussion right now. But at least for right now, I saw that Tulane is apparently good at basketball as well. So K-State is going to have their hands full this upcoming week. But it's a good test. Good test for these guys to see where they're at. But our Cornhuskers podcast, K-State takes care of Kansas City 69-53. And looking ahead now to the Cayman Islands Classic, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you find your podcast, your favorite podcasting site, whether that is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Odyssey, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. I've been getting a lot, speaking of Twitter, I've been getting a lot of follows on that, especially last night, or last really 2 days. I'm getting a lot of followers on my feed. So definitely, if you have a question for me, my DMs is open, K-State related. You can hit me up at Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle for now, because of what's been circulating around this app, at Eddie_EG3. You want to DM me about a question about K-State, or if you do, you might have a chance to be on the next Purple Project Podcast weekly episode. So definitely, we want to do a little bit better job of interacting with our listeners. So I gotta do better. I gotta do better as well. So My DMs is open. You have a question to hammer out, or you just want to talk K-State or Big 12 for that matter, you're going to hit me up at Eddie_EG3. And, of course, you can tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State 3-0, the Cayman Islands Classic next for Jerome Tang and the Cats.